Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I guess it's a great day for New Yorkers because they're going to have a new governor. Governor Cuomo resigned today, dramatic occasion, after his attorney got into some trouble talking about his experience handling the grope line. I'm not kidding. The governor's attorney, Rita Glavin, said that. I think it was a slip. The governor delivered his remarks. We will play you some highlights and lowlights. It is a dramatic moment in American politics. And the implication had been, up until, a couple hours ago, that Andrew Cuomo was going to fight this thing. Well, he didn't. Republicans, most Republicans, did fight the infrastructure bill. They did not vote for it. But close to, what is it, a big chunk of Republicans did back at 19 Republicans, including people like Lindsey Graham, who actually spoke meaningfully about his own experience recently with COVID-19, and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, and Roy Blunt of Missouri. They are not all what people would deride as rhinos. Mitch McConnell voted for the bill. It passed overwhelmingly, 69 votes for the infrastructure bill. Now what? How are they going to pay for this? I mean, the Congressional Budget Office certified earlier this week that it was going to add $250 billion to the deficit. I guess the teaching right now is the deficit just doesn't matter. We will talk about both of these big stories of the day with Andy McCarthy. He is someone with great experience as a prosecutor. Did Cuomo resign because he was going to face criminal charges? He was going to be impeached. There are people, by the way, in state government, including one of Governor Cuomo's most outspoken accusers, who say they should go ahead with the impeachment anyway, even though he is officially leaving office in 14 days. Is that a good idea? We'll be speaking about that with Andy McCarthy. We'll also be speaking about whether or not the United States has anything left to do in Afghanistan. It has now been six, count them, six provincial capitals that have been captured by the Taliban. What happens next? What could the United States do with the right presidential leadership? What about the leadership we're getting right now? We will talk about that with Ralph Peters, the retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, who worked for years in intelligence, has written a number of profoundly important and relevant books, in addition to a whole series of Civil War novels. Ralph always has a great and useful perspective. And speaking of a great and useful perspective, particularly on Nomo Cuomo Day, we're going to be speaking with Ruth Whitman, who says the problem with boys is that we're not teaching them about being human. We don't teach boys to care about other people's feelings. You, of course, could relate that to Andrew Cuomo, too. We're going to be speaking with Ruth Whitman later today. And was there really a new racial epithet that was hurled at a baseball game? This is one of the great debates of our time. Or is there a new racial epithet that has to be banned from the American Academy and vocabulary? We will be talking about that in regards to a dinger. That's dinger, D-I-N-G-E-R. Dinger, the mascot for the Colorado Rockies. Does he need a new name because it sounds too much like something else entirely? We will get to that as well on a busy day on the Michael Medved show. The corporate media have been extraordinarily positive toward Andrew Cuomo for the last year. And this is not in the dim recesses of the past, back when he was housing secretary for Clinton, back when he ran first. When he ran first for governor, he ran against George Pataki. And he didn't even clear the primary. He lost badly. Then he went served in the Clinton administration. He served as Attorney General of New York. And then won three terms in a row. And his first term was eventful. His second term had all kinds of scandals in it, including people close to the governor. Well, this is his third term, and he won't get to finish. But during the previous year handling COVID-19, here's a collage of what corporate media had to say about the LoveGov. And yes, by the way, he himself claimed that title. I'll give you exactly what he said about that. Here's what they said about Andrew Cuomo, clip 9.
How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, no. I think, is one of the heroes on the front line.
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now, and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
Okay, dealing with this hardship. By the way, I mentioned that he did refer to himself as the LoveGov. He was asked a question on air by his brother, Chris Cuomo, about showing his softer side while leading the coronavirus response efforts. And then the governor responded saying, "I've always been a soft guy. I am the LoveGov. I'm a cool dude in a loose mood. You know that. I just say, let it go. Just go with the flow, baby. You know, you can't control anything. So don't even try." And the governor also has, for a long time, driven a 1968 Pontiac GTO with a New York license plate of number one. I'm not sure he wants to claim number two. Number two, that phrase doesn't always have great implications. But Joe Biden, of course, joined the chorus of praise for Governor Cuomo, and I think was just very glad that at no point did Cuomo jump into the presidential race. But here's what Biden said during the height of the pandemic about the governor of New York, clip 6.
Thank God the governors have been moving. Your governor of New York's done one hell of a job. I think he's sort of the gold standard.
Okay, gold standard. Well, what does this resignation mean? What does the whole scandal mean? And by the way, I do want to acknowledge, I think that considering the situation, which is about as nightmarish and awful and embarrassing and humiliating as it could be, Cuomo spoke too long, but he did relatively well. Doesn't matter. What next for him? And what did he say? Actually, we'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain every day.
And the madness now!
On the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the big stories, the passage of the infrastructure bill. It's $1.2 trillion it comes to. And it does a little bit of everything. The big fight, of course, coming up will be the additional more than $2 trillion that President Biden wants to spend on universal free preschool for everybody, pre-K for everybody. a free junior college, community college for people who want to go, and much, much more, all packed up into this gigantic, what the New York Times calls, expansion of the safety net. It's not an expansion of the safety net, it's an expansion of government. And it will mean a very big expansion of taxes, particularly for people who are doing well, who may have savings, who may be involved with large companies. We will talk about all of that. The politics of what happened with Andrew Cuomo was sort of inevitable at this point, because honestly, I was thinking about and talking with Jeremy about, wouldn't it be nice if we had somebody on to defend Andrew Cuomo? That just so, because basically the Democrats are unanimously in favor of his leaving. The new governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, had even said that that the governor's, and she's his lieutenant governor, one of his defenders, supposedly, who's now going to be a successor, she had called his behavior repulsive. And today in the New York Times, before the resignation, Brett Stevens in the New York Times said that Cuomo is our state's great unifier. he didn't mean that in a good way. He says Cuomo is our state's great unifier. Everyone from The Nation magazine to our friends at the New York Post is in agreement that he needs to go immediately. Okay, you got your wish, Brett. And then Brett goes on to write, what I find somewhat amazing is that more New Yorkers didn't recognize sooner what a repulsive, repellent, repugnant, revolting, retrograde, reprobative reptile they had in the governor's office. What took so long? And it's one of those things where, what do you say in a situation like that? He did say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And he said that he had basically said that the report from the Attorney General, and the Attorney General had been her eyes, had her eyes very clearly on the governorship herself. And he said it was unfair, it was political. However, he pointed out, and I think this is accurate, that government simply can't function in this situation. He hasn't even been seen for days before he appeared this morning. And he looked like he was on the verge of tears, of course, throughout his entire speech. And here's what the outgoing governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, said. This is clip 2A.
This is one of the most challenging times for government in a generation. Government really needs to function today. Government needs to perform. It is a matter of life and death, government operations. And wasting energy on distractions is the last thing that state government should be doing. And I cannot be the cause of that. New York tough means New York loving. And I love New York. And I love you. And everything I have ever done has been motivated by that love. And I would never want to be unhelpful in any way. And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do.
Okay, he's going to step aside and let government get back to governing. You heard him mention there, there are about 10 mentions of it in the course of his remarks, New York tough. And I think that was planning, they were planning that that would be his slogan in a reelection campaign. He's New York tough. He's New York tough. The idea being that, yeah, you may think he's obnoxious and repulsive and repugnant and all those other R words that Brett Stevens leveled against him, But we have tough problems, so we need New York tough. And again, now Kathy Hochul, who's 62, she's even younger than Andrew Cuomo. She's a year younger than he is. And she will be a much more moderate governor. He, even in his farewell address here, he was talking about all of these great progressive goals that he advanced. Let's go to President Biden, who is talking about this development.
Given the 94% of children, many of them unable to get vaccinated because they're too young, have now tested positive, what are your concerns and how concerned are you that schools will not be able to stay open as you've asked for?
My concerns are deep and I'm very concerned. And we all know why. Look, I understand that there are millions of people who decided, adults, who decided not to get vaccinated. And I understand that to badger those folks is not likely to get them to move and get vaccinated. But I also understand that the reason children are becoming infected is because in most cases they live in low vaccination rate states and communities. And they're getting it from unvaccinated adults. That's what's happening. And so my plea is that for those who are not vaccinated, think about it. God willing, the FDA is going to be coming out in a reasonable time frame to say this vaccine is totally safe. We've seen millions of doses around the world, a billion doses already. And we know how it's transmitted. And one of the things that I find a little disingenuous, when I suggest that people in zones where there is a high risk wear the mask like you all are doing, I'm told the government should get out of the way and not do that. They don't have authority to do that.
Okay, the president is going to continue, I believe. Jeremy, do you know if he's talked about Cuomo already, or he's just taking questions? Yeah. Well, we'll get to how he responded with that question, what the latest is on his reaction to the infrastructure bill passage, and much more, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to news that New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying that President Biden is proud of the women for coming forward and that the governor's resignation is the outcome the president wanted.
Our view is that this is a story about these courageous women who came forward, told their stories, shared their stories, and an investigation overseen by the Attorney General that, of course, concluded today in an outcome that the president called for just last week.
The Senate approving a sweeping infrastructure bill on Tuesday, the measure easily passing on a vote of 69 to 30. The bipartisan measure covers roughly $1 trillion in spending on infrastructure upgrades, including highways, bridges, and public transportation. USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Okay, let me be clear. Governor Cuomo displaying what he calls New York tough, which also means he says New York loving, when he started saying, I love you and I know you love me. And again, going back to that LoveGov self-description, I mean, I kept thinking of the Barney song. I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. Well, not so happy in the Cuomo family right now. But he also had this to say during his resignation speech. This is clip 2B.
Because I work for you. And doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you. Because as we say, it's not about me. It's about we. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly, and my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
Okay, that's the very end of his remarks. Kathy Hochul, who's going to be the new governor of New York in 2 weeks, first female governor ever, she is considerably more moderate and centrist than Andrew Cuomo. And I would imagine she has a history of working fairly well with Republicans. There are Republicans in the state Senate, in particular in New York. It's not like California, where California basically, it's Democrats as far as the eye can see, except for potential new governor Larry Elder, which we've talked about. But no, in New York there are Republicans. Lee Zeldin, the congressman from Long Island, is actually running for governor already in all practical terms. And there was going to be, with the assumption that at some point or another, Cuomo was going to be knocked out. There were already people who were putting themselves forward to run, particularly people on the left, people on the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez left. I think they're going to have a very tough time knocking out Kathy Hochul, who's a gifted politician. And again, in contrast to Cuomo, she has a family that has some conservative values. She and her, on both sides, Irish Catholic background. She and her husband both apparently are active Catholics in a way that Andrew Cuomo sort of ceased to be before his marriage fell apart, and then his relationship with Sandra Lee, who was a chef on TV. What's fascinating to me about this is that he continued to get so much good publicity and so much adulation from the left for so many years after there was one embarrassment after another. And they were. And one of those embarrassments occurred this morning when Rita Glavin, who's his attorney, gave a 40-minute press conference before Cuomo stood up and got up and sat there and gave his very sad announcement of his resignation. Very sad for him, certainly. But the attorney went down and downplayed and contradicted nearly all of the allegations against him by 11 different women who said they were harassed. And at one point she made a bit of a slip that is going to go down in American political history as one of the more embarrassing moments for any legal representative of a sitting governor. Here she is talking about his experience with a rope line event. Listen.
And then it goes to another one of the women who have come forward, Miss Leah Mietis. She is not a state employee. She works for an energy company. The governor was at a public event, and he was working a grope line.
Hot dog.
There were dozens of people there. There were reporters. And she claims that as he went through the rope line, he touched the logo on her shirt, which was her energy company logo, as he was greeting her.
Again, she said pretty clearly, she didn't stumble over the words, she said grope line. Again, I know a guy's life is in ruins, but one of the things that's fascinating is one of the things that they're talking about continuing on with the impeachment about, and why they would continue on with the impeachment, would be to investigate if there was some criminal liability involving the way the governor handled the nursing homes at the beginning of the pandemic, where his office very clearly did not give accurate information to the public in terms of the number of patients and the number of deaths and any of that. And then there's the question about using state resources to do his book. I just read this, and it's astonishing, and I checked it out because it seemed hard to believe. Andrew Cuomo, who is not a practiced writer or somebody with a strong journalistic background. I mean, one of the things about Barack Obama is before he became a U.S. senator, he had written this enormous best-selling book. And his book, his recent book, and Promised Land and Michelle's book were very, very big bestsellers. Andrew Cuomo never had that kind of record. He got a $5.1 million advance for his book, which is just staggering in terms of the book business, and I'm sure the publisher is staggering. Now, what are they going to do with that book? Who wants to buy a book on leadership from Andrew Cuomo at this point? Another moment that occurred is on Colbert's show. Watch the way the audience responds to the mere mention of Andrew Cuomo's name in the monologue. This is clip 4.
It's not just the plague that keeps getting worse. It's also New York governor and guy hearing
photo of Andrew Cuomo.
That's called an Insta-poll we just did right there. New York governor and guy hearing the news about Andrew Cuomo. But he may not be governor much longer, given the report that just dropped from New York Attorney General, which found that Cuomo sexually harassed multiple current and former staffers, as well as women who did not work for his administration. So he harassed only two types of women, those who work for him and those who do not.
That's, again, an insta poll. Is there a defense for Andrew Cuomo? His defense that he tried today was talking about how, look, they had changed the line. I went over the line, but that's because the line had changed. And this is very tough because, again, what line did he think he did not go over?
Grope line.
Go, the grope line. That's right. That's the only. That's the only line he didn't. He didn't cross, but he crossed that one too. And again, what I suspect is happening right now is that somebody is working on a dramatization of the family Cuomo, because it's just. There's just too much. I do think, and I know that this is something that probably is very, very weighty in terms of Governor Cuomo, is his father was way crazy liberal and was wrong on political issues one after another. But he was not the kind of guy who would be defensive about this or proud of this moment in his oldest son's life. We will be right back with more about a racist incident at a baseball game that wasn't. Listen, we'll be right back.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. Internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, responding to a range of breaking stories. President Biden just finished a brief press availability where he was answering questions about various things. He indicated he did not want to speak about Governor Cuomo. At one point, somebody asked him specifically, did he do a good job with infrastructure? And Biden said, yes, but he is not speaking about the decision by the governor to step aside and to make Kathy Hochul the new governor of New York. I would imagine there will be such a sense of relief on the part of everybody with Cuomo being gone if she handles this competently at all. She has a good chance of getting a good start, because anytime you follow this level of disgrace, you can do that. There's another story that actually I think it shows how much we are looking and searching for evidence that America is profoundly racist. And anytime there is any kind of story that indicates a great racism, well, people jump on it. Now, this doesn't mean that there isn't lingering racism in the country, that there isn't racism in baseball. You may remember a couple of years ago, Adam Jones, who is a great and very talented outfielder, a former Mariner, he was in 2017 when he was playing for the Baltimore Orioles. He said he had been called a racial slur while playing against the Red Sox in the outfield at Fenway Park. And after Jones detailed his experience, Red Sox fans at Fenway Park gave Jones a standing ovation the next day, which I think is a great thing to do and an appropriate response to the idiot, the knucklehead, the racist scum, who would holler a racial slur at any player, but let alone a very classy and gifted player like Adam Jones. Okay, here is another story where the entire world basically indicated that there was a terrible racist incident at Rockies Stadium up in Denver, and that somebody had called out the N-word, a serious racial slur, at Coors Field in Denver on Sunday. And that initiated a full investigation. The situation was Miami Marlins outfielder Lewis Brinson, who's black, was at the plate. And then they heard this, and then we heard this in terms of the media reaction before it was investigated or verified or anything of the nature. This is clip 10.
Apologize, heard some horrible language that doesn't belong anywhere on our broadcasts as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, what he was actually saying, well, before we get to what he was actually saying, and they did do a full investigation, the batter did not hear it, despite the fact that whoever shouted out the word, whatever the word was, and the word is not what you think it was or what it sounds like. There was a reaction everywhere with the problem is the word was dinger. Why was it dinger? And here is the way the New York Times covered the story. As a Marlins television broadcaster made a statement on his Twitter account after the game saying he was disgusted by the language. The Rockies echoed that sentiment. They said they would investigate the matter, and that was all it was, the two things you heard. Tony Clark, the head of the Players Union, also issued a statement Sunday night deploring the incident as he thought it had occurred. But other camera angles surfaced on Monday showing a man appearing to gesture toward not N-word, but D-word, dinger, D-I-N-G-E-R, who is a purple dinosaur mascot who appeared to be nearby in the stands. It is unclear how close the man was to the microphone and whether Brinson, the batter, heard him. Brinson never appeared to react. In a statement from the Colorado Rockies, they said, after a thorough investigation that included calls, emails, and video clips from concerned fans, media and broadcast partners, the Colorado Rockies have concluded that the fan was indeed yelling for Rockies mascot Dinger in hopes of getting his attention for a photo, and there was never any racial slur that occurred. The Rockies remain dedicated to providing an inclusive environment for all fans, players, and guests at Coors Field, and any fan using derogatory language of any kind will be ejected from Coors Field. By the way, the term dinger in baseball slang for years has meant a home run. And Coors Field, because it's high up, it's mile high, it's like 5,000 feet elevation, it's in Denver. It's noted for being a kind of a place where home runs abound. So it seemed like the mascot would be this, it's a really dumb looking mascot. It looks a little bit like a dinosaur with some horns on it. And I don't know why, but the name is Dinger. Dinger. I think they're going to work on, while they're changing the Cleveland Indians and of course, the Washington team with no name in football and other teams, maybe Dinger is just too dangerous, because if you call it out, well, you can get a situation like this one. Look, I think the basic lesson here is when you look at episodes that seem utterly disgusting and pointless, where this guy is calling out for a goofy mascot that is sort of a horned dinosaur. Looks a little bit like a Stegosaurus. But again, baseball mascots, it's the Mariner Moose is as lovable as can be. The Philly Fanatic, of course, is notorious. I don't even know what a Philly Fanatic is, what kind of animal. But this kind of animal had no connection to the N-word at all. The Rockies remain dedicated to providing an inclusive environment for all fans, players, and guests at Coors Field, and any fan using derogatory language of any kind will be ejected from Coors Field. So, again, how do they monitor the language that fans are using. And derogatory language of any kind, like if they call a player a bum, is that going to lead to ejection from Coors Field? I am not sure where baseball goes from this. Yesterday, we had a great deal of attention paid to climate change because of the new UN report. And there was actually an excellent editorial in the Wall Street Journal, which I think struck almost exactly the right tone. They point out that the gargantuan report will take time to plow through. But a read of the 41-page summary, the total report is thousands of pages, for policymakers and perusal of the rest suggests that there is no good reason to sacrifice your life or even your standard of living to the climate gods. Hot rhetoric aside, the report from the UN doesn't tell us much that's new since its last report in 2013, and some of that is less dire. And this is a quote from the UN report on climate change and the dangers of climate change to human survival and to the continuance of civilization. It is unequivocal that human influence has warmed the atmosphere, ocean, and land, says the report in its lead conclusion. But no one denies that the climate has been warming. And no one serious argues that humans play no role. Of course humans play a major role. There are 8 billion of us. Adding the adjective unequivocal, says the journal, adds emphasis but not context. The report says the Earth has warmed by 1.1 degrees Celsius since the last half of the 19th century. So since about 1850, 1860, the temperature of the Earth is warmed by 1.1 degrees. The 5 alarm headlines arise from the predictions of future temperature increases if greenhouse gas emissions, especially CO2, continue to increase. But we are working and making some progress to get those emissions to decrease. We'll deal with more on that in context in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.